Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. I thought that was it from old Jeju. I didn't think I'd be recording any more updates, but I'm still in my hotel room in Seguapo. I was just about to try to go to bed to get up extra early when I got a terrifying stress-inducing email. It just flooded my system with the stress that my flight to Taiwan was canceled due to a typhoon. Typhoon, to set this in time, is Typhoon Gaimi, Gaemi. And yeah, stuck between a rock and a hard place because my visa. Maybe I just shouldn't record this tonight. Maybe I just shouldn't record this tonight. Fuck it, I'll have lots of time at the airport. Basically, I don't know. Yeah, fuck it. All right, I just got the email for my itinerary change. Yeah, I'll get into it more tomorrow. There's no need to do this now, but okay, leaving the Jeju to Shanghai part of the flight is still there, which I was like, what's up with that? It's a typhoon, right? I mean, I've never been around typhoons. I don't know how it works, but apparently this typhoon, it's only hitting land in Taiwan exactly on the day I'm supposed to arrive. Very bad luck. Yeah, okay, I'll just get into it now. I'll just fucking do it now. So, one of the emails I got was like, this has been canceled. You have to go to the China Eastern Airlines website to see the details. And I went there for a second and it's like, oh geez, you know, this is complicated and weird and I don't have an account here and what? So anyway, I tried calling Expedia. And basically I just had to keep it took a while. I was on the phone for like 50 minutes, lots of hold music. But it was mainly just a process of me continually, I had to kind of encourage the Expedia lady, not encourage, what's the word? Like, make sure it was clear that I'll take anything. I don't care. After I stayed overnight in the Calgary airport, I'm like, that's fine, dude. I'll stay forever in an airport. I don't give a shit. That's fine. I just need to leave South Korea because then that's like I'm looking up immigration offices in Jeju City and like going to temporary extension, whatever. But it's not like there's weather that's keeping anyone from leaving Korea. Again, it's just Taiwan, so that wouldn't be a thing anyway. But I'm just stressed. I don't know what to do. I've never been in this situation. So she mentioned that the first half of the flight to Shanghai, that one isn't canceled. So I was like, all right, cool. Let's work from there. Like, what else we got? Send me to Shanghai. I need to leave Korea. I didn't give myself any wiggle room. I would happily just book some more days in Korea if I could. But I'm leaving right at the end, so I gotta go. So I'll go to Shanghai. What can we do from there? And I guess she was just assuming I was a normal traveler who would not put up with all these shenanigans. You know, she kept saying the best thing to do would be to cancel the whole thing and just try to rebook from the ground up or whatever. But I was like, no, look, I just need to get out of South Korea. I literally don't even care what happens after that. You know? I just need to get out of South Korea and eventually get to Taiwan. I don't care how long it takes. I don't. I'm sounding more. I was not even remotely obnoxious on the phone. I mean, I'm probably sounding a bit fucking obnoxious right now, but I was just turn up the politeness to 11. I'm the opposite of an entitled customer. I'm like, you just get me out of this situation, please. I'm suddenly mega stressed. I don't know what's going on. I just need your help. I'll do anything you want. In fact, no matter how nice I was trying to be, I got one teeny little chuckle from this lady at one point when I described staying overnight at the Calgary airport and that I was going to have an airport adventure and that's fine. She was very businesslike, not really in the mood, maybe, or maybe just not allowed to. But yeah, she was like, okay, I looked through all the flights for July 24th. There's nothing for that day. And I was like, all right, well, I know this sounds a little weird, but how about July 25th? I don't mind. So I got put on hold again for a while. Pretty good hold music at Expedia. I didn't hate it. It keeps fading in and out, and it switches once in a while. And there was a flight the morning of July 25th. And she's like, so clearly, you know, that's not good enough, right? We should probably just cancel this whole thing. And I was like, no. Like, I don't even see why that's a problem. There's a term, a missed connection. I still don't quite get what it means, but it's some kind of travel term about that, about like just because of changes in your itinerary that you're on an extreme layover or something. Sometimes, I don't know, I guess you can get reimbursed for this type of thing. I was like, no, look, it's okay. I had to keep alleviating her worry that she was doing anything wrong. I'm like, no, that's totally fine. That sounds great. I have no problem with that. But then that one was full, so she pitched me this other one. She came back with, she's like, again, like, we just can't do this, right? This is not appropriate to you or applicable, where you'll get to Shanghai basically Wednesday afternoon, then you won't leave Shanghai till Thursday night, and then you won't arrive in Taipei till Friday morning, or it looks like around noon, which is actually, that's better, because again, I can't book into this weird Airbnb I've got till 9 p.m. And I was like, yeah, no, I know that sounds insane, that sounds ludicrous, but yeah, I mean, I did this on the way here. I did this in Canada. I did it in Calgary. It was kind of fun. I had no problem. Like, that's fine. That is totally fine. So yeah, here it is. China Eastern Airlines from Jeju to Shanghai, arriving 2:30 in the afternoon on the 24th. Then, yeah, this really is insane. Then Shanghai to Qingdao. Qingdao. I have never heard of that place. Oh yeah, these are all on China Eastern Airlines. This must be, yeah, with the not rebooking. It's like I just have to take whatever flights China Eastern Airlines has in order to, because I don't know how much it would cost to rebook and stuff. I have to pull out the credit card, all this stuff. This one, as long as I did it, I guess, through China Eastern Airlines, there's no charge. So this is a pretty weird flight, but again, I just don't care. Yeah, it leaves at 11 p.m. the next day on July 25th. Oh, I see. That's a super short flight. So that's, I arrive at Qingdao at 12:30 a.m. And then I don't leave there until 9 a.m. No, okay, it's not as bad as it seems. Yeah, because when I arrive there, it's 12:30 a.m. It is already the next day. It's July 26th. And then I leave at 9 a.m. So, you know, that's only an 8.5-hour layover. That's fucking child's play. That's nothing. So the Shanghai one is the long one. That's the one where I'm going to be in the airport for a day and a half. So that's longer than I was in the Calgary airport, but I can't see it being a problem. That seems fine. The Shanghai airport's probably huge and awesome. So that's what this episode's going to be about. Anyway, now I better try to go to bed. Push out the jive, bring in the love. Man, yeah, my body just got shocked with super stress. I was like, I don't know what the fuck. So then, of course, I'm missing out on 2 days of my Airbnb. I'm arriving 2 days late, where I kind of had this situation the first time I went to Japan. I was a day late because I got stuck in Russia overnight. So this one's 2 days late. So yeah, I just messaged them. I said, hey, I'll be getting here 2 days late because of the typhoon, but don't worry about refunds and stuff. It's just bad luck. Because I think at the rate I'm paying for this place, you know, the no refund policy, all that, I just have to leave South Korea tomorrow. And I just got to eventually get to Taipei. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. It's just going to be airports. But again, I'm so not concerned, you know? I started editing an episode of this very podcast tonight, and I didn't get very far. For anyone curious, it was when I went to Akihabara. I edited like the first 20 minutes. It's a pretty long episode, and I was like, I gotta go to bed. I don't have time for this. Well, I got time now. I got all the time in the goddamn world. Like, that time is just gonna go by so fast. The only problem will be, of course, sleeping is a little awkward. But it went better than I could have expected in Calgary. Yeah, this is fine. I feel so not bad about this. It must just be, I can see why the lady at Expedia was like, this can't be normal, right? Like that someone is just like happy. You know, I was trying to tell her like, yeah, it's an airport adventure. I know this sounds weird, but it's really fine. Don't even mind. Who the heck travels like this, you know? Where they're just like, I got all the time in the world. It's fine. I don't care. I don't mind being in an airport. Heck, I'm going to some weird little room in Taipei where they want to charge me to use an air conditioner. At least the air conditioning in the fucking airport's free. Man. Okay, well, anyway. Yeah. Oof. Went from stressed to, yeah, I mean, it's fine. What do I care? What was the hurry? I guess that's the part that's weird. Most people, when they travel, obviously are on a short time frame, and this would be a terrible waste of 2 days of their travel. But it's a fucking typhoon, man. What am I supposed to do about that? I'm just lucky, I guess, that it's mega centralized only to Taiwan. Every other flight seems okay. And, I feel pretty much the same now. However I felt about whatever tomorrow's travel was going to be, I feel about the same. What are those? Someone setting off, like, fireworks or something? I can't see anything from my window. Man, now I want to go out there. Go explore, see what's going on over by the waterfront. Something's going on. But it's just because I'm all jazzed up now. I'm all fucking filled with strange stress hormones. Oh, well, it's over now already. Yeah, this is just a longer flight now, that's all. If anything, I was even just a little bit like, oh man, my layover in Shanghai, it's only a 90-minute layover. I don't have to go through security again, I guess, but I was like, even that, I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit of a quick layover, just a little touch fast. After missing my connection when I left Amsterdam and getting caught in Russia, much like I like getting to the airport early, I like having a lot of layover time. Well, now I got a lot of layover time. I got 7.5 hours for the final bit, and I think about 32 hours? Sounds right. That's nothing. That's a piece of piss. That is fine. So I guess I should re-download this itinerary stuff now, put it on my phones. That'll be my final act, and then, yeah, I gotta go to fucking bed. Yikes, man. Whew. Still not too bad. It's still 20 to 10 at night. It's really not that late. But all right. Whew. Jesus. Anyway, stay tuned. Got some airports ahead of me. Awesome. What a shame. Just looking out the window of the plane, looking at what I can see of Jeju. I can see some of those Oriam even from just the runway, because there's so many of them on the island. And yeah, it's a shame that I had such a nice time on Jeju, and through no fault of Jeju, I'm leaving with a heavy heart. I feel so stressed out and bad today. Long story short, basically, the flight that got half canceled because of the typhoon actually got fully canceled, but the communication between China Eastern Air and Expedia is not good. I don't know, I mean, I'll talk about it more later. I don't know who's at fault. I'm leaning toward China Eastern Air a little. I don't think I'll be using them in the future. But it's just a fucking bizarre situation all around that this typhoon messed up my flight. Anyway, basically I had to buy a new emergency flight. And it's crazy expensive, and I don't think there's any refunds coming on the one that I lost. And even if they are, I think it's a credit that I'd have a very hard time using with that one specific airline. This is not a good place to record a podcast. Airplane getting ready, they're moving the rudders up and down. It's so loud. But yeah, basically I still have many days in the airport ahead of me. I'm still not getting to Taipei. It's Wednesday now. I'm still not getting there till Friday, when if it hadn't been for this rescheduling from the typhoon, I'd be there right now. It's supposed to be a very quick, easy, short, inexpensive flight, and now the whole thing total, man, it's over $1,000 this has cost me to also have a terrible flight where I have to live in airports for many days. I mean, it's a typhoon, what can you do, right? But Jesus Christ. But also, this is now putting me a day out past my my visa. So when I get to, I gotta go from Jeju to Busan, and then I gotta go talk to somebody. I don't know, go to the information desk, see if there's somebody from immigration I can talk to. I don't know. Anyway, it's been terrible and stressful and awful. There's somebody waving, one of the air crew waving to the plane. But yeah, I mean, I don't quite have tears on my cheeks, but fucking close enough. I feel real bad. But I can at least gander out the window as we leave. I don't know. Maybe I'll get a view of Jeju as we go. I'm not sure how the flight exit path is gonna go. Oh, maybe not. Looks like I'm pointing toward the ocean. The sun is almost down. But you know, maybe once we take off, we'll loop around or something. Wow, there's another Orium behind the airport. I guess that is where I walked, right? When I walked around the island, I'm pretty sure I just walked around the airport. So yeah, that little road down there. I walked on that thing. Ooh, and a lot of it is just being tired too, which is not gonna get fixed anytime soon. I gotta stay overnight in Busan and a stay overnight in Shanghai. This is not gonna be fun. I don't know, maybe the spirit of the Calgary airport, maybe it will be somehow. Man, the sun setting behind one of those little Orium mountains. Really, really beautiful. Yeah, that's where I just gotta, you know, remind myself that I'm very privileged to be able to do all this stuff. You know, I guess I should just look at it as I'm lucky this hasn't happened before. You know, I've never had a canceled flight and a horrible last second rebooking, and like, again, it's not even the time so much. I mean, it bothers me to outstay my visa. I really tried not to do that. So I guess there's a lesson. If you get a 6-month visa to a place, maybe it wouldn't kill you to leave a day early. But I mean, I didn't know there's typhoon stuff. I don't know. This has never happened to me before. It really is just the expense, man. Even, you know, losing the $300 flight and not getting a proper refund, it's like, yeah, well, that's fine. If that was all that happened, that'd be fine. It's then on top of that, having to book a $650 emergency last second flight because it's the only thing available. Oh, that feels bad. So yeah, you know, just like, yeah, price of doing business. Just lucky this hasn't happened before. It's got to happen eventually that something will go wrong. Ultimately, it's just numbers in a bank account, you know? $1,000 is a lot of money. But presumably, if all goes well, when I pass away from this earth, there'll be, as long as there's at least $1,500 in my bank account when I die, then I guess it didn't matter, right? I didn't need that $1,000. But anyway, yeah, all this stuff combined with being tired, I feel very sad. Now Let's do a little snip-snip editing. For stuff like that, to avoid all these noises while we take off. And then I'll tell you what I can see. I'll tell you if I get a final view of Jeju Island. Cloudy today, I can't see the top of Hallisen. Oh, lifting off now. It's this airplane makes a lot of weird squeaks and noises. The 40-minute flight is maybe not where they put the most tip-top plane. So now I'm at Gunsan height, looking down at Jeju City. So yeah, I am getting a view, but it is Jeju City, which I don't really know that well. But it is still cool to see it from above, and then behind us, all just mountains. Some poor kid that does not have a cough drop in my mouth to help make my ears pop and whatnot. Apparently that kid does not have that. There's that park. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like this nice park with this nice ridge walk. That was basically the last thing that I did before getting to halfway. Man, yeah, this is nice. I'm glad I got a final view. This is pretty. Man, that park looks a lot smaller from up here. Felt real big when I was in it. It's pretty weird just to look at the coastline. It's like, dude, I just walked on all of that. Walked the whole goddamn thing. I can see Hallisen better now behind the clouds. Man, it really is big. That is a big, big boy. It's a big mountain. Oh, and I think I know, pretty sure that's the Orium with the ancient pagoda that I walked up. Man, yeah, looking at that, because that was like, you know, that took me a couple hours. That felt pretty large. You look at that little thing, and then you look behind it to Hallisen. Holy balls, Hallisen is crazy. Half of a Fuji is still no joke, man. Oh man, yeah, I can just see tons of the coastline. Oh, there's a lot more little lakes inland than I realized. I guess I didn't go inland all that often. Is that what I'm looking at? Maybe they're not lakes, actually, with the sun going down. It could just be that they're, maybe they're greenhouses. That must be it. Farming stuff, and it just looks blue from at this time of day. Oh, fuck, there's that beach. I don't remember what that beach is called. But that's one of the super pretty beaches. Even from up here, it is still super pretty. Oh, and there's a bunch of the windmills. Man, it's so crazy that I walked all of that. That is so cool. And there's some of the windmills out in the water. And yeah, now the coast is finally going far enough away from me that it's just disappearing into some clouds. Man, that's eerie though. The water doesn't look like water at this time of day with the sun almost down. It looks like sky. It looks like Jeju Island is just floating. Floating in the clouds. clouds. Yeah, there's like clouds all across Jeju, but they just pretty much stop. They don't continue out over the water, so I guess there's just something about the land. I'm sure it's some basic cloud theory, I don't know. It just gathers them up. Well, that was cool. That is like the perfect final view after after walking all the way around the island, just being able to see like a quarter of it from the sky. I guess I'm just lucky they put me on the right side of the, literally the right side of the plane to be able to see that. But all right. Jeju is disappearing now behind me. Yeah, this would have been the perfect triumphant ending. Instead, it's just this weird, stressful day. But whatever, still good. Oh, there's Sunrise Mountain and that other island off the coast that you can take a ferry to that I never went to. So somewhere behind those clouds, that's where I got abandoned by the bus. For a final view of Jeju, I guess you could do worse. The only reason I'm even talking on the plane is because there's no one sitting right next to me, but this is still probably pretty weird, so I'll stop. Oh, I can't even. Why'd I turn this thing on? I should just go to bed. I just need to go to bed. But basically, I got to the airport in Busan, and the immigration office was closed. Maybe I could have found one in Jeju. I don't know. Just, you know, I thought maybe I could try to deal with this stuff ahead of time, you know, before I'm the day late. I mean, surely, I don't know, you got to assume people will understand, right? I mean, it's a fucking typhoon. I did try my best to get out of there in time. It's like, I don't know, I feel like, I mean, you know, it's good to take responsibility for things in your life, but I do feel like typhoons are not, surely that one isn't my fault, right? I mean, surely. You just never know, though. I mean, bureaucratic processes are the worst. Because, I don't know, I'm reading stuff about fines, and like, that's fine, you can fine me, I don't care. But then, like, not about South Korea specifically, but just other countries, even people that are one day past. Like, oh, I got banned for 3 years, all this crazy shit. Maybe it'll be fine, I don't know. But since I couldn't deal with immigration, and I wasn't even, you know, I don't have my next ticket, the lady in Jeju, she's like, hey, I'll give you the ticket to Busan, but I can't give you any of the further tickets because of the date on your passport. I don't know how to deal with that. You got to deal with that in Busan. So I was like, fair enough. So I'm not even on the other side of security. Like, there's no value in staying in Busan. You know, I don't know. I thought maybe if I sorted it out with an immigration person, that'd be part of it. Of like, hey, look, here I am. I'm in the airport. Like, I'm mid-travel. This barely even counts as staying past the visa, right? But there's just no point. There's nobody there to talk to. I can't get across to the other side. I still could sleep at the airport, but what the fuck is the point, you know? So then I was like, I mean, I really don't have enough money on my T-Money card to get into town. I might be able to take the train one time, but actually, I don't even know. I used my T-Money card to buy a bottle of water in the airport. Maybe there's just enough on it. Anyway, I just thought maybe the place I stayed here in Busan, it's so nice and easy with the codes and stuff. Maybe I could just go get a room there for one night and just pop in the codes. But I tried and there's no availability, and the guy has a bunch of rooms available on Airbnb. None of them are available because, of course, you know, people stay in those share houses for long terms. So I was like, I guess maybe now's just the time to do a hotel. Like, fuck it. If there's ever a time, treat myself. I already blew a fucking $1,000 on all these plane tickets. What's another whack? Who the fuck cares at this point? It's my Christmas and my birthday present. And I'm never quite sure if my credit cards are going to work, although they generally have. It's been a while since they haven't. But I started checking on the map, and there's some hotels pretty close to the Busan airport, and they were all about $80 a night. And then if you just go across the bridge, across the river, it gets a lot lower. They're like 30 to 40. And there was one place that was $16 a night that had exclusively one-star reviews. They don't even have proper locks on the door. Everything smells like smoke. The reviews were insane. Everyone just hated this place so much. But it's so hot out. Like, I've been doing pretty well because also on my travel days, I lamentably wear two pairs of pants at once because I don't have room for my second pair of pants. But it's been fine because I was in the air-conditioned bus this morning, and then I've just been in the airport all day, and then I've been in planes. It rarely got very hot. But just outside walking, I couldn't have been walking for more than 20 minutes, and I'm already thinking, like, oh, so I had my one pair of underwear that I wore yesterday, my last day in Jeju, that I was like, hey, not bad, only one piece of laundry. But then I checked it this morning, and it smelled so sweaty and so bad, I just threw it away. It's like, dude, I'm not going to have just one gross piece of clothing in my luggage when everything else is fine. Fuck you. And now I'm like, should I do that with these clothes too? Just this 20-minute walk to here. Like, fuck. Maybe, I don't know. Doesn't smell the worst. I shouldn't have worn, this is one of my favorite t-shirts. I don't want to throw it away. Yeah, just insanely hot. I was like, I'm not making it across the river. There's no fucking way. Because that's like, you know, it doesn't look that bad on a map, but that's at least another 40 minutes. I've never walked across that bridge before. I don't know if it's pedestrian friendly. Fuck it. So I saw this first place, this Air Sky Hotel. It was the first one I saw on the map. And it said on Google Maps it was about $80 a night. I was like, I mean, that's a lot, but this is what hotels are for, right? Like, fuck it. I just... There couldn't be a better time. And then... What the hell is this thing? Samsung Styler Quick Guide. Is this... Maybe this cleans laundry. There's like little hooks in here. And you can choose standard, fine dust, quick sterilization, drying. Holy crap. Well, that might solve my problems. But yeah, why I was upset when I got in here is I think maybe all this solo traveling is starting to get to me, you know? I had to build up this muscle. Like, it wasn't easy to do at first. Like, when I first moved to Vancouver when I was like 23 or 24, it was real tough moving all by myself and not knowing anybody. And then I kind of got better at it, you know, slowly and slowly. I mean, like, by 10 years later when I moved back to Vancouver, it was still tough. I guess I started training even in Toronto. I have a lot of friends in Toronto, but I moved out to Etobicoke and I was kind of on my own a lot. And it's like getting used to it a little. Then I moved out to Vancouver and still, you know, it was a little rough and I did get a job out there and I got some friends and stuff and eventually, but at first I do remember having some times where it's like, geez, it's tough to be by yourself. And then I went to Amsterdam after that with some friends and then when they left, I had to bail out right away. I just couldn't deal with it. With being in a faraway land with nobody that I knew. But then, you know, by the time I did a second trip to Amsterdam and then went to Japan, like, that's where I finally felt like, yeah, I was pretty good at it. I'm just doing okay at it. But this has been a long time, because my thought was just to kind of go to Japan and maybe one other little place. You know, I assumed I had a three-month visa in Korea and then maybe go home. But then there's the flight prices in the middle of summer, which, like, as much as I'm complaining about how today's flight costs $650, for a sudden emergency flight. And it's a lot of money just to get from Jeju to Taipei, but to fly home is like add another 1,000 on top of that, if not more. It's just not doable. I'm kind of just out here till the weather gets bad again. And then on top of that, it's like, oh, well, maybe I can go to Japan again. So it'll be all right. But it's been a solid 9 months I've been out here all by myself. And yeah, when things get stressful like this, oh man, it'd be so much easier if there was another person, you know, just to shoulder the burden and help diffuse things and just help sort things out. Just everything is easier, man. People really are communal, you know? You're not supposed to be by yourself like this. This is fucking weird. If I was by myself for 9 months in the ancient world, I'd be fucking dead, you know? There's nothing in my biology that makes me, you know, that says, yeah, go ahead and do this. This is a good idea. So I got into this hotel, and I guess just that the lady working the desk, her English was really, really good, which is also, I haven't unfortunately been able to deal with anybody with good English today. It's just made it a lot harder. I still haven't gotten into the details, I guess, of all this flight stuff. I did learn some things that are kind of useful, interesting information, but yeah, so I mean, that was nice. Just like, oh wow, this lady just, she just straight up speaks English. And just, she was very emotive, and, you know, when I told her, like, oh, geez, yeah, I was supposed to, you know, I just gave her the quick rundown of this typhoon heading to Taiwan, got my flight canceled, and, you know, I should be there right now, but instead, I'm not getting there till Friday. Today is Wednesday, and she gave me the look of, like, a cartoonish, almost, look of sympathy, but that's... I'll fucking take it, man. That's what I need right now. I just need somebody to be along for the journey, if just for a minute. Hey, there's a lot of motivational phrases written all over stuff in South Korea. This one is just on this glass by the washroom. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. I don't know if that's exactly applicable, but it sort of is. I guess those are the best, right? The best hotel motivational speeches. You want the ones that just sort of kind of relate to everything, even if they don't actually relate that much. But yeah, just that she was sympathetic to the cause. But she said they only had one room left, and it's this suite, which I'm in right now, and it's ridiculous. It's gorgeous. It's this enormous room. Like, it's as big as three of my rooms so far. It's like at least 2.5 times bigger than the Segwapo room, and it's 3 times bigger than all these little, maybe 4 times bigger than the little share house rooms. Yeah, probably, actually. But she said that's all they had left, and it's $130. And I was like, oh man, like I already didn't want to spend 80. That's a lot. And I was like, oh man, I don't know. Like I feel like I should at least just go check around or whatever and go look at some other places. Oh, and not actually, is that was the deal too. She's like, it's getting a little late in the night. It's the last place. You only need it for the night. $130 was the deal. I don't know how much this fucking thing is supposed to be. Infinite amounts, but she also said, like, oh yeah, and it's just you, right? Because obviously you don't rent this room by yourself. You share this bitch with somebody. So when I said, like, yeah, I don't know, I feel like I really should at least go check other places, and she's like, well, there are other hotels around here. I don't know, Google claimed they're real hotels. She was like, I don't know, they're not really, they're kind of bad. I don't know if that's true or not. But then I was like, yeah, I mean, I was just going to sleep at the airport. That's what I got to do tomorrow, regardless, because I can't leave in Shanghai. It's like, I could just go sleep at the airport. So, again, I don't know how much of it is that she actually gave a fuck, or if this is just kind of part of the hotel thing of like if you just got the one room and nobody's going to rent it, you know, it's late in the night, this room's going to be empty tonight. I'm just not usually ever a haggler. My dad loved haggling and going to, like, markets and talking people down. I do not do that, but I don't know. I guess I inadvertently did today just because I'm just desperate and I don't want to spend it. I mean, I want to just take a break, have an actual sleep tonight before getting back on the journey. And then maybe it won't even be so bad again. It's just like one night overnight in Shanghai. Not two consecutive nights overnight in airports. But I just didn't want to spend that kind of money. So she said, well, how much could you spend? And she said, like, the normal room price is 90. So, and then again, that sounds about right. Sure, Google Maps is probably not updated or whatever. 80, 90, those are close enough. She's like, could you do 90? Yeah, I can do 90. I mean, that's one of the things too, probably. I mean, by the look of me, all scruffy, I probably don't exactly look like I'm Johnny Rich Pants. Like, maybe she thought I was balking at the 130 because I legitimately didn't, big, really didn't want to spend that money. Where it's purely just that I just don't want to spend it. I got the money, I could do it. It just feels bad. This whole day has felt bad. I'm just being the, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully that typhoon just, you know. I did read a bit about it. They're gonna like possibly shut down work and school and stuff in Taipei. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. The actual people in the way of the typhoon are the ones with actual problems. I'm just kind of like in the washing machine getting clunked around, you know. It's just not that big a deal. But in my stupid little life, you know, a little storm in a teacup. It's definitely been a day of getting kicked around a bit. So yeah, just that this lady was nice and she gave me a deal on this hotel room, and it's absurd, man. It's like the parquet floor. It's got its own like living room with the fancy table and these fancy pants chairs and a fancy pants couch. I mean, I could sleep on that fancy pants couch by itself. That'd be enough. And then it's got a divider and a big double bed. A huge TV. Holy shit. I mean, everywhere has a TV. Even the little place in Jecheon had a TV. Oh, this one's a Samsung. They're not an LG. I've been seeing nothing but LG all day today at the airport. But yeah, and, I mean, I guess everything's Samsung here. They must have a Samsung deal. There's robes. I haven't even really looked at the washroom properly. Oh man, it's like a jacuzzi tub. The fancy toilet with the oh wow. It's got the washlet, the bidet, except it actually works. Yeah, this place is ludicrously gorgeous. I'm just gonna zonk out and go the fuck to bed. But I don't know. It's like maybe I kind of want to just go back down and just say to her like, maybe again this is just me being desperate for human interaction. But I just kind of want to go back down and be like, whoa, that room is crazy. But I don't really have a reason to go down. Could go across the street and buy something from a Happy to See You convenience store. But yeah, it's coming on to 10 o'clock now. I just need to go to bed. My flight's. What time is it? Tomorrow, it's not till a bit late, but obviously I want to get there early-ish to try to sort out immigration stuff. Yeah, it doesn't leave till 3:50, so that's good. I have time, but yeah, no, I think I just need to hop in the shower and go to bed. What the fuck is this? Expedia Travel Services, China Eastern Airlines changed your itinerary. Yeah, no fucking shit. Canceled, 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 canceled. Yeah, that's okay, right? Alright, well, maybe this is something. China Eastern Airlines credit, $312.40, to be used before June 19th, 2025. I was really honestly thinking I wasn't gonna get, and that wasn't gonna even happen. So, okay. Maybe China Eastern Airlines isn't so bad. Maybe it is just a typhoon combined with, like, they definitely, their pipeline to Expedia is not good. But again, if it wasn't for Expedia being the middleman, I wouldn't really, I mean, their website is like, it's a Chinese airline. I don't know. Maybe I could have figured it out, but I doubt it. So, I mean, if I've got a credit, I'll try to use it. Surely it, I don't know. When I leave Taipei, surely, I don't know. Maybe I can, I don't know, whatever. Who the fuck cares? At least I got a year to figure it out. Tip, use your airline credit before the expiration date. Is that really a tip or is that just totally fucking obvious? But wait, why I turned on the internet was not for that. It was this thing. Samsung Styler. What is this thing? a Samsung air dresser, not quite a home dry cleaner. A home dry cleaning machine. Okay, so it's really for dry clean only suits. And what does this bad boy cost? Whew. $1,300 Canadian. I don't know, maybe I'll try it out. Why not? Put my sweaty pair of pants and my t-shirt. Like, it doesn't seem like that's really what it's for. But I mean, whatever it does to my clothes, it can't make them worse, right? They're fucking gross. And then if it just fucks them up, I'll throw them away. Who the fuck cares? Anyway, I'm starting to feel a bit better. I mean, you know, this place, I mean, for a one-night emergency stay that was walking distance from the airport, since I didn't have any money left on my T-Money card, I'm not sure. You know, it's like, again, if I went into Busan, it's like, where am I even going? I don't know. For a one-night stay, I mean, it's really not that bad of a deal. It's walking distance from the airport. It's actually right by a station, too, I'm sure I have enough money on my card to at least take one ride to the station. There's a little breakfast thing from 7 to 9, but I don't know. I'm not sure if I'll make it. Maybe. I just don't know. They do have an airport shuttle, but I gotta book it ahead of time, and I didn't know what time I'm doing anything tomorrow. I just have no idea. My brain's too frazzled, so I just told the lady, like, it's okay. I mean, I got a little money on my T-Money card. You guys are right next to the station. But yeah, for it to be this close, and it's really not that bad of a deal for this crazy place, like, just to be here. I think this is the fanciest hotel I've ever been to. I was at a pretty fancy one in Montreal once that me and my friend got a deal on. But this is, like, legit fancy. This is where you bring your mistress type of fancy. Oh man, Google's the best. Air Sky Hotel, Busan checkout time, noon. Yeah, so I should get out of here well before noon, but good to know. But I'll remember this fucking place. Like, just for a one-time dealy, walking distance from the airport, my credit card was no issue, and the lady was so nice and gave me a deal. Like, I wonder if $130 is, in fact, like, the late night, probably no one's going to rent this room tonight deal. Then who knows? Like, again, I don't know. This thing is so nice. I can't imagine how much I, you know, like, if you just are a money guy and you just got the money. Oh, shit. Oh, looking out the window. I didn't even. There's the subway going right by. Something called the T-Plex is across from me. Nice little view of city stuff. There's not really a ton of city out here by the airport. It's all pretty small buildings and stuff, but it's still really nice. There goes a lonely taxi going down the street. Yeah, like, this is nice. This is nice to do just once. This really is, like, it's nowhere near my birthday. My birthday is in September, but this is, like, my birthday present, early birthday present to myself. And then even that I got that little credit back that I was really starting to wonder about. You know, it's going to be a little wrangling to try to use it, but if I can, at least that's not just money down the drain. I don't feel like I spent $1,000 today anymore, you know. Because even the $650, it's like, you know, since I book things ahead of time, it's airlines just filling in seats, you know, like, they just want to make sure the flights are full. So I get a 2 or 3 leg little flight for $300, you know. So today, going from Jeju to Busan, Busan to Shanghai, Shanghai to Taipei, like, each one of those flights, it's not a crazy expense, you know. Still, it's like $200 for each leg of the flight. I'm just not getting some kind of nice combo deal. I got to jump between a couple airlines and pay like a... It's not that bad, really. It just feels bad when you don't expect it to happen and it whacks you in the head. But anyway, yeah, I think I will... I'll have time at the fucking airport. I do want to explain in more detail just all the stuff I learned about the ins and outs of airport stuff and flight cancellations and whatnot. But yeah, we'll do that next episode. This is enough. Crying Keith, man. Crying Keith. Having a bad day, but it's gotten a lot fucking better. It's gotten a lot better. Who would have thought this day would end with me in some fancy pants fucking suite with a fucking portable, a $1,300 portable dry cleaning system that I didn't even know existed. What the fuck? Yeah, anyway. And that view of Jeju as we flew away was fucking awesome. Man, I'm so glad I was on that side of the plane. Like, if they had just put me on the other side, I wouldn't have saw anything. And just seeing all of those little places that I walked, but from the sky, fucking perfect. It's like a movie. That's like the perfect finale to that. If it was a movie about walking around Jeju, that's what they would play during the final credits, is the dude staring out the window at the stuff that he had just done. All right, anyway, yeah, I gotta stop yammering, man. I gotta stop yammering. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's past 10 o'clock now. I know I keep flip-flopping about this, but it's like by the time I take a shower and stuff, and charge up my phones and my stupid laptop, test out this clothing thing, I don't want to eat up more time going downstairs and going across the street to buy convenience store shit that I don't even really want. I went to a Quiznos. There was a Quiznos in the Jeju airport, and it had a little machine that I could just order through the machine. So I had Quiznos today. Oh, anyway. Thank you for joining me on this super fucking weird episode of this podcast. Gonna try to get some sleep, try to get it together. Because, yeah, that's what I was, I guess that's just what I was saying about how I've been out here for a long time, 9 months of doing this, is that's the other thing. Is it's like, what is even happening on the other end of this? But yeah, it's like after all this shit in these airports for the next couple of days, and then what? Then I just end up in Taipei, and then I gotta go find an Airbnb, and then I gotta deal with this and just find a new place, figure out how it works, figure out a new city. Like, instead of it seeming exciting, right now at this moment, I'm like, I'm fucking tired of this. I don't want to fucking do this, but I don't have any choice. So at least anyway, right now, as we speak, I'm fucking Scrooge, man. I am in the fancy digs. Oh, look at the track lighting that's been lighting me this whole time. I didn't even notice. All right, I don't think I'm going to break open the fucking jacuzzi shit. I think I'll just take a shower, but yeah, anyway, I'm just rambling. At this very moment, everything's okay. Ultimately, everything's gonna be okay. Again, I'm so spoiled. I'm not the one who's dealing with the actual typhoon. I'm the fucking third generation no good trust fund dickhead who gets teary-eyed when things don't go exactly right. I know it. I know who I am. They say the easiest person to lie to is yourself. So I'm trying not to lie to myself here. I know. I know what I am, but that doesn't change the fact that baby wanted his baba today. I got sad. I got upset today. But it feels a lot better now. All right, join me next episode. Wish me luck with immigration tomorrow. Again, I don't know. Worst case scenario, they give me a fine and they kick me out for 3 years. I mean, I wouldn't enjoy the spot on my record, but I mean, I probably won't be back for 3 years anyway. Who the fuck cares? Just whatever. And it'll probably be fine. But anyways, yeah, join me next episode. We'll find out. All right. Nighty night.